defensive equivalent of a win, what we do after something like this, is to dig in. And so there's going to be a tremendous amount of digging in to do, because we are going to need to clean up some timers that were formed during this op. We are also going to need to get our ADMs and period bases up. And there's just a lot of work to do. After victory, there is bureaucracy. And in this case, not just bureaucracy, but a lot of lessons were learned. I don't really need to smug too much, because you guys know how much we just kicked ass. Like, that was fantastic. We can circle jerk. We can circle jerk as much as we want. But we are still at war against 150,000 fucking idiots. And there's a lot of them, which means that we need to continue to focus, continue to do the work, and to continue to prepare for the worst, such that we are then pleasantly surprised when a boat comes out of nowhere and deletes an entire Raven fleet, and they completely fail their Keepstar timer inside of like the first 15 minutes of the fucking fight, and then we go off and have a fireside. I'll take it. All right, let's see. So one of the things that was really interesting about that for me, I'm trying to figure out the best way to go about this. We have a bunch of cool tricks that we had up our sleeve for that fight that we did not get to use. We have busted a tremendous amount of ass to come up with an effective way to defend Keepstars. First, that was in pre-delve, that was in Fountain, so we weren't able to use our capitals. If they actually make it into delve proper, eventually, we will have even more things that we can throw at them on a Keepstar. For people that are confused, if you are new or don't understand how why we use caps when we use caps, if you look at GTS or GARPA, depending on what you call it, the map program that we use, you will be able to understand by taking a look at capital geography. That's an important thing to understand whenever we're dealing with defense or any software, is you have to understand the nature of the map as it relates to capital jump ranges and gates. So you will be able to figure it out pretty rapidly. Shoutouts. I have so many shoutouts to give. It's going to be hard to hit them all. Obviously, DBRB, that was a fucking amazing bomb run and changed everything right out of the gates. Pathfinders were doing tremendous work through that, finding us holes to get to Fountain. The Cord team was dealing with one of the most stressful ops that we have had this war in terms of the amount of effort required to navigate both what was happening in YTAC 2, as well as mustering a defense in beta command comms to run around and scrape off as many hackers as we could. We had a little bit of a rocky start in terms of hack defense, but as soon as we got things coordinated appropriately, we brought all that shit to a halt. So we do have more work to do, guys. Like, in about a day, in a day 20 hours, we're going to be posting ops for this. There are a bunch of iHub timers that we're going to have to clean up. These will be coming out on weekdays. So our enemies, of course, are weekend warriors, and we just stopped them on their hell form with all their fucking pub trash. So feeling pretty good about that. But this is, you know, we need to dig in more. We need to do more work. We need to use the opportunity from this victory to work harder instead of just acting like our enemies and just assuming that everything is going to be peachy keen. This is the time to do more work to capitalize on the victory, and that's what we're going to do. A few different things to talk about regarding that. So we talked about this last week on the Fireside about how we're coordinating our work walls and we're getting something called like a locust SIG. You guys know from the locust fleets, we're turning that into a formal SIG. We were talking about this a little bit ago in Elysium, and we haven't posted the recruitment thread for that yet, because we can now tell you the people that were working primarily on spinning up the locust group were also busting a tremendous amount of ass on the prep for this Keepstar defense. So that will be coming hopefully sometime in the next few days. Sorry it's taken that long, but we were kind of busy with that. I also forgot a really important shout out there, the procurement team. You guys know who you are. The ability to defend these Keepstars is only possible because of the work of the guys in procurement. And they made sure that we had Ospreys during that fight, and if we didn't have that, God only knows what we would have done. So the thing about that is we did try a bunch of new things. We didn't get to use all of our tactics and toys from there, but there were, you know, a bunch of things go wrong, even in a victory. And we have just a tremendous amount of notes and tweaks and things that we're going to be working on. So one of my favorite sayings is after victory, bureaucracy, because it just means like, if you win a big things like this, you then need to run around and fix all the things that went wrong during the fight or things that we could have done better. And that's one of the reasons why we tend to win wars, is that even when we win, we do the work and we find ways that we can get an extra 3 or 4% better optimization out of things. And we have to do that because we are still fighting, as you guys can see, tremendously outnumbered against a horde of goddamn idiots who will kill us if we do not do the work. All right. Another thing in terms of shoutouts, it wasn't just Boat who was doing the bombers. The finishing off the Ravens was there was an initiative bombing run that confirmed those kills, and I want to make sure that those guys get credit for that too. I think Bliss himself was finishing off those Ravens. There are usually a few spies who are listening in on this kind of thing. I want you to know that this is what you can look forward to in the future. They're just going to be more suffering for you. If you want to come into Delve, you are going to be facing this and worse. We have so many wonderful things planned for you guys, and I'm personally disappointed that we didn't get a chance to show off some of these things. But next time, we will be better at this Keepstar defense, and we will have more entertainment. I can't promise the same for our enemies. But yeah, this is in general worked out quite well. It took us a while to figure out a way to defend a Keepstar against a big fighter blog, and obviously we have refined our process. It doesn't mean that we're not going to lose Keepstars. It doesn't mean that these things are not going to go into ref. It doesn't mean that things will not go hellishly wrong, because that is a hell war in Eve. But I am really, really proud of the work that you all have put in making this happen. Like, this is nightmare mode. We are fighting the rest of the galaxy. 150,000 pilots, 103 alliances all banded together against us. We are typically stronger on weekdays. They are stronger on weekends. They brought everything they had. They had days to plan this, and we crushed them. They failed utterly. They failed embarrassingly. And that's also partially because they decided to follow Test Alliance and let Test lead the war effort and follow Pro God Legend to attack Delve and, well, you know, what the fuck ever. Idiots. All right. So, one of the reasons why this is so significant is that this was not just one battle. This was the part two of the U.S. time zone Keepstar defense from 2 days ago. So one of the things that we expected was is that the enemy would hellform everything they did, which they did today, in order to try to act like the ass-kicking we gave them 2 days ago was a fluke. That they were going to show us what for, that by blobbing all together they would this off. But they failed. We stopped them. And so now they know, all these timers. When you see a Keepstar defense timer prop up for something that's going to be in Fountain, I want you to expect the heavy tie-dye. I want you to understand that Tie-Dye is our ally in these fights, because our enemy has brought so many foes together that they are lagging the system out, and that makes it easier for us to defend things. Instead of complaining about Tie-Dye, accept that that is going to be the battlefield and learn how to fight through it, right? Just accept it, because the enemy will not. They will spurg out. They will lose their shit. They will be very angry. We just need to know going into one of these things that it is going to be a 10% tie-dye slog, that that is good, because our enemies should suffer. If they want to talk to everyone about how we're cancer on Eve and Pro God Legend is going to go give a speech about, oh, you know, goons leadership is so evil, blah, 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 and then he's going to ask for a nice time and want to have honor good fights or whatever the fuck. I don't even know. These fucking people. All right. Was what we did today the plan, or do we just capitalize on their mistake to the gate camp? We executed the first part of our plan, and then Boat and the Initiative deleted their Raven fleet, and we didn't really need to use the rest of our plans, because then they shat themselves, argued amongst themselves, and didn't capitalize upon, you know, they didn't fix their mistake. They didn't have a backup plan in case their Raven fleets got nuked. So we're going to hold our cards closer to our chest about the other things we're doing. But we do have exciting things coming. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let me take a look here. There's a question about the Balgorns in Baltic Fleet. That is something that we are looking at. There have been discussions about doctrine tweaks in general. It's been a while since we've tweaked our doctrines. I mean, technically speaking, this war has only been going on for 6 weeks now. It is again stunning that our enemies are so tired and so bad at this. But yeah, this has only been going on for 6 weeks. I think we are at a point now where, as you guys can see, we don't just have doctrines, we have keep, start, defense doctrines, and we're getting better at refining those. So I can't promise which doctrine is going to come down the pipeline, but we are now at a review phase. So do expect that. And one of the reasons why we are able to hot swap doctrines a little bit more effectively now in wartime is because, again, we have this amazing G ship org that has spun up in just light speed. And so that just enables us to have a fleet in a box. It's really a delight. So yeah. Okay. Let me take some questions. I'm at the point of high fives all around here. We have a lot more work to do. Again, we're going to be getting the Rorqual ADM shit spun up and formalized as soon as we can. Until then, if you have a Rorqual and you want to get in on one of these things, if you are in Theta or in CapStorm, you will be getting pings for those. But we will soon have a Locust SIG, and we'll have ping targets for that. But for the next couple of days, it's a kludge, because all the people that were working on getting that SIG spun up were working on the Y2 defense plans. And it worked out quite well, so I'm happy with that. Do I think that people going back to school, etc., will affect our numbers or the enemies? Not really, no. Is there a new doctrine for Jackdaws? We're being asked to refit to Jackdaws with less shield and more guidance computers. So Jackdaw fits, and a lot of our fleet fits. We are sort of part of the cargo cult here. Asher even convinced me that cargo is important. And we do have, most of our doctrines have a bunch of useful modules in them that you are expectable to refit to fit the tactical needs at the time. Like, we don't have these things with just full of modules for no reason, because we like having them clogging up the cargo. Like, FCs will ask you to refit for things, and that is cool and good, so please do them. What brand and model of 32-inch monitor I'm using? I'm using a the Alienware. It's a 34-inch, a 34, a 20, something or other like that. Should we base our Rorquals on 1DQ1? Yes. And take some other questions. Cap training ops for ret vets. We are looking into something like that. I can't commit to that right now. One of the reasons why I can't commit to that right now is that I have to close the loop with the person that was talking about doing it, and I just don't know the answer. It is something that we have examined, but we've been kind of, our command layer has been pretty occupied with planning keep star defenses for the last week or so. So certain things have fallen by the wayside. GSFOE is recruiting. Let's get a link for the GSFOE thread. So here's the thing, guys. We just had a big set piece battle, and we won, and that's fucking awesome. But what the enemy is going to do now is they're going to point about the fact that they did get a whole bunch of iHubs refs. Now, those iHubs are going to come out of reinforced on like Sunday, Monday. We're going to get ops posted for those. But one of the big differences between us and the bad guys is that we are willing to do the work. We're willing to get our hands dirty, get covered in mud and blood, and get into the trenches and do the needful. And so I don't want us to whiff the next couple of days of iHub defenses. So I need you guys to be ready with bells on, to run around and murder fuck these guys, because they're gonna keep coming, they're gonna keep trying, and we're just gonna have to kill them until they run out of dudes or run out of will, which is probably going to happen much faster. But again, I want our takeaway to be, I don't want us to assume that, though this was a major, major, major victory for us, because we have shown them now twice in US time zone and EUTZ in a weekend and a time that they are at their strongest, that we can stop them and we can humiliate them in front of the entire game, which we just did. But instead of resting on our laurels, we're going to dig some fucking trenches. We're going to defend these fucking iHubs. We've got to get period bases back up to spec, ADM wise. And we're going to continue to put pressure on Test and the crew. I think that it is really kind of funny to see the PanFam guys realize that Test is completely incompetent at everything. I thought everyone knew this, but PanFam does seem to be realizing that relying on Pro God Legend and crew for a war plan and a strategy might not have worked out very well for them. All righty, let me see what else we got. There's some Diplo questions, and I'm not going to be able to answer those questions. I appreciate the question, though. It is a reasonable question, but it's not the kind of thing I want to talk about on a far side.
Hey, Mins, I've got a talking point I want to hit.
Go for it.
I'm expecting a lot of complaining about how the Keepstar repaired, like how it works in tie-dye. If you remember, we attacked their Keepstar in We attacked their Keepstar in 9-4 in Cloud Ring. This was like 3 years ago. It's the one PGL made that post of the $1 million battle about and went on TV to be interviewed about. And then that Keepstar repaired in the same way this one did. And those guys talked an incredible amount of shit about how bad we were and how we should have known and blah, blah, blah. This was 3 years ago. So they've had 3 years notice that it works this way. So I'm just throwing that out there when the inevitable excuses come out. Just remember, we the same thing happened to us and it was our fault. Just want to throw that out there.
There is already a tremendous amount of rationalization we're starting to see over the wires from various foes. I'm going to go ahead and cut this far side off. And the reason I'm doing that, there are a few more questions, is that, there are fleets that are going out, and we have more work to do, guys. So if you want to see me smug, I'll be on the meta show soon. But the main thing is I want people back out there, respond to pings. We have a shitload more work to do, because after we win this, we dig in harder, we do the work, because our enemies don't. Thank you all so much. I'm incredibly proud of all of us. Everyone in the coalition, our allies, it was just fantastic work. A tremendous amount of work went into making sure that this happened. We won against the entire galaxy, against incredible odds, everything stacked against us, and we kicked their fucking asses, and there's more where that came from. Let's get back out there. Thank you.